Dan, thank you for talking to me today. Yesterday, June 7th, was the last FSEC hearing in Washington for the Tesoro Savage oil terminal. Can you just give our listeners a little background quick about what this project is?
Yes. The Tesoro Savage project would bring over 360,000 barrels of oil each day through the Vancouver area. That's up to five loaded 100-car oil trains coming each day through the Columbia River Gorge, and you know, millions of and upon millions of gallons of crude oil being stored along the banks of the Columbia River. So this proposal has drawn sharp criticism and opposition from people in Vancouver and throughout the region. What happened last night was several hundred people came to tell FSEC in really one of the last major opportunities to speak to FSEC that the air pollution from the project would negatively impact people who live nearby the terminal. And so it was sort of a specific issue we were addressing with FSEC, but encouraging that council to recommend denial of the project. Ultimately, Governor Inslee will be the one to make a decision about whether Vancouver becomes home to the largest oil by rail terminal in North America.
You mentioned that Governor Inslee has the next say on it. Where does it stand in the process? Like, if he denies it, can they revive it in another way, or is that it for Tesoro Savage?
A denial from Governor Inslee would be very hard for Tesoro Savage to undo or overturn. They could appeal it to the Supreme Court of Washington. The Supreme Court of Washington today, for instance, handed the Port of Vancouver a significant defeat about this project, where they agreed that the Port of Vancouver had misinterpreted the open public meetings laws for approving the lease for this project initially. And so what we see putting all of this together is this project was ill-conceived from the very beginning when the port engaged in closed-door meetings with Tesoro to push this project forward. It's unfortunate that it's dragged out for 4 years, but we think the decision is obvious for Governor Inslee to reject this proposal.
To give people an idea of the larger context of this project, where would most of this oil be coming from?
A lot of the oil initially would be coming from the Bakken region from North Dakota. That oil is characterized by being very volatile, very high in dissolved gases. And for that reason, we're concerned it would produce very high levels of volatile organic compounds, which are a key component of smog and are known to cause cancer. And so that type of oil coming in this volume through Vancouver would clearly pose a risk for the health of people who live nearby. The other potential source of oil to this terminal would be tar sands crude coming out of Canada. That diluted bitumen would carry with it toxic chemicals that also would pose a risk for those living nearby. Tesoro is asking everyone to believe that they will have essentially negligible emissions from this very large oil handling facility. We don't buy that. We don't buy their claims about maintaining clean air any more than we buy that every oil train will reach the destination safely. So we think that they're painting a very unrealistic picture of the impact.
And lastly, FSEC is a Washington state agency, and Governor Inslee is the governor of Washington. But this project potentially affects people in all of the Gorge and the Northwest. What can people in Oregon do going forward if they feel one way or the other on this project?
Absolutely. It's important for people to realize that some of these oil trains could come through Portland. And this isn't the only project. You know, for people in Oregon, we have our own sort of nightmare oil terminal that's being cobbled together just downstream from Portland. On June 13th, the Public Utilities Commission will be considering whether to allow Portland General Electric to sell tanks to a company called Global Partners. So this is a separate proposal from the one in Vancouver, but it would also bring oil trains through Portland. We are asking the Public Utilities Commission to scuttle that sale and to clean up the area rather than allowing that project to go forward. So we don't even have to look across the river to find ways to try to ratchet down the amount of oil trains coming through our region.
All right. I've been speaking with Dan Sears, Conservation Director at Columbia Riverkeeper. Thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you, Sam.
For KBOO Evening News, I'm Sam Bowman.